ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be asking a very important and a very informative question, and that question is about what are the characteristics of the God-wary and the pious, the muttaqin. You know, we all know that piety is a very important virtue in Islam. It's actually the most significant of virtues. It's the sole criterion of honor and nobility within Islam. But sometimes, this is something very vague. What does it mean to be pious? Fortunately, we have an answer to this question in the Quran and the Hadith. For example, one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. God-wariness is not to turn your faces to the east or the west. God-wariness is personified by those who have faith in Allah and the last day, the angels, the book, and the prophets, and who give their wealth for the love of Him to the needy, the traveler, and the beggar, and for the freeing of the slaves, and maintain the prayer and give the zakat, and those who fulfill their covenants when they pledge themselves, and those who are patient in stress and distress and in the heat of battle. They are the ones who are true to their covenant, and it is they who are God-wary. Also, in another verse of the Holy Quran, we read, indeed, the God-wary will be amid gardens and springs, receiving what their Lord has given them, for they had been virtuous aforetime. They used to sleep a little during the night, and at dawns they would plead for forgiveness, and there was a share in their wealth for the beggar and the deprived. These are all beautiful characteristics of the God-wary people. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the God-wary are those who are wary of Allah, for something does not necessarily require wariness for fear of entering into obscurity. And finally, in his advice to Abu Dharr, this is a very famous hadith in which the Prophet gave some advice to his companion Abu Dharr. In a part of this hadith, in a part of this narration and conversation, the Prophet Muhammad, he said, O Abu Dharr, a man will not be among the God-wary until he takes account of himself more than a partner would take account of his business partner, such that he knows where his food comes from, where his drinks comes from, where his clothes come from. Do they come from the lawful or the prohibited? These are another one of the characteristics of the God-wary. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, the commander of the faithful would often say, the God-wary people have signs that they are known by speaking truthfully, returning trusts, fulfilling promises, spending for good causes, good-naturedness, ample clemency, and the pursuit of knowledge of whatever brings them closer to Allah Almighty. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the characteristics of the God-wary and the pious. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.